It is just about half past, 29 minutes after 11 o'clock, and it is my great, great pleasure to welcome to the studio one of my favorite creators of resonating string sounds, the two of them together. It is Jay Unger and Molly Mason. Jay, welcome.
Hello. It's good to be here, Nikki.
Thank you so much. And Molly, thanks for coming out early. You have a big show tonight. It's really nice to see you.
We are happy to be here, and what a great day.
Isn't it? Finally some sunshine.
Yeah.
You may have come on the most perfect day in recent stretch.
That's what we've heard.
It's sunny Ohio. We heard it's like this every day.
Oh, man, I was teasing and saying I'm starting to look at the people I love with a certain disdain, and that it doesn't actually reflect anything about them. But it's almost as though you've brought the sunshine, and I'm so pleased that you did. We've got a big show tonight at 6 o'clock. It's sort of a lobby party beforehand, a club kiss, chance to get together and mingle, and then the show starts at 7:30. Before we go any further, would you just start us off with some music? We'd just love to hear you.
Sure. What do you feel like playing, Jay?
Yeah, I think in honor of the sunshine, we'll start with a couple of melodies from our Harvest Home Suite. The first one's called Prairie Spring.
Oh, we're looking forward to that, don't you think?
Oh, indeed.
And the second tune is the Barn Dance. Here we go. Thank you.
Jay Ungler and Molly Mason live on 91.3 WYSO. They're at the Kust Auditorium tonight. But there's a couple things you're doing in between. The truth is this whole...
We are.
It's a really nice... You don't just come for the show. There's really a couple of nice layers of engagement and inclusion. And if you'd like to talk a little bit about your... What after you leave here will be a very busy day. I'd love to... To know. Molly was really puzzled. She's like, what is she talking
well, I know
about?
No, I totally know what you're talking about. I'm just wondering if we can say what it is clearly. Probably,
well,
Jay,
there's a juvenile detention center that we're going to play after lunch.
That's right.
And it's a part of the Jericho Project that's a part of the outreach for the Performing Arts Center in Springfield. It's like, as a part of the deals, often they'll say to the artist, would you be willing to engage, come perform, show how you have had maybe your life enriched or an aspect changed by your relationship to music? And I just really love and appreciate that you guys are going to do that.
That's such a great idea. And I bet just about everybody says, sure, I would love to do that.
Yeah. So you'll do that. And then the concert this evening, in addition to being a Club Kust event, which means there'll be, yummy food and sort of a nice, full, rounded evening, you've also made arrangements and reached out to the Springfield Youth Symphony Orchestra, a very
That's
special
right.
aspect tonight.
Right.
And we're going to get to play a Shokin Farewell with them.
They must be so stoked.
Well, and so am I have
yeah.
to say. You know,
it'll be fun.
Over the years, this is the 20th year of that tune being heard as the theme of the PBS series, The Civil War. It's hard to believe it's that long. And during that period of time, the sheet music has gotten out to a lot of people who teach piano and violin and such. And we run into so many kids, and now a lot of them are adults who played it when they were young.
It's
quite a great experience, and to get to meet a group of kids who are playing it and do it with them, it's a treat.
It's really very exciting.
So the orchestra will be on stage, and it'll be the last portion of the evening, and
right.
I imagine just a beautiful journey. It's funny, that song has taken on a life of its own. So many people connect with that melody, and I loved it. And in some ways, it's sort of your child. You created this and set it out in the world, and now it's sort of like connecting back in multiple generational ways with its own sort of effect.
Yeah, and there are other aspects of it that have been very helpful to me and other people. I mean, one of the first comments that I got in the early 90s when the tune started to really get into people's ears through public TV was friends of mine who were fiddlers and traditional musicians would come and thank me for the tune because their great aunt or their uncle or their parent had a better understanding of what they were doing. They'd say, what is it you're doing? Well, I play fiddle music. What? What is that? Well, that thing on the Civil War? Oh, that's what you do.
Wow.
It's a weird little thing, but I was told that many a time. And then more recently, the place, Ashokan, that I named the tune after, I think Molly named the tune, but it was inspired by this place, has had outdoor ed, environmental ed programs going for over 40 years. And we've run the fiddle and dance workshops there for about 30 years. And a couple of years ago, the state university that owned it was trying to sell the place. And it would clearly have brought an end to all of the programming. It would have changed entirely. But because of that tune and how that tune reached people, we were able to enlist the help of our governor at the time, Governor Pataki, and the help of the Open Space Institute, an environmental organization, and the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. And we actually now have preserved the place. We formed a new nonprofit that owns it and operates it, and all the programs are still going. And there was a lot of hard work by a lot of people, but I think the tune was the thing that opened the door in the minds of people who needed to help us make it happen.
And what a nice completion of the circle.
Yeah,
the namesake. Really, it's remarkable.
Really was. And because of that, I'm totally way more interested than I ever was, which was a lot, about the environmental centers here in Ohio. And
so many here.
So many here, and some great historic ones, lots of 19th century history as well.
The Glen Helen Ecology Institute, even a part of our college family here, has been doing some amazing, notable work for many, many, many years. And it is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of that interest out here. So we're going to take a look at as much as we can on this trip and hopefully come out and see some more another time.
Nature and music certainly go together.
We're talking
with, don't they? It's a natural, the one that the one influences, and it's just like a fluid relationship. We have Jay Unger and Molly Mason live in the studio. They're at the Coast Auditorium this evening. And if you'd be so kind as to play another, we'd just love
We'd love to. What do you...
So I'm just trying to come up with something that relates to what we were saying there.
Something in the nature world?
Yeah, Let's see what it might be. We have a little medley that we sometimes call our environmental medley. How do you feel about doing that on the guitar?
Molly has
very
the
impromptu.
Greatest facial expressions. Oh,
you know, that's why I'm so made for radio.
Many of these pieces, Molly generally plays the piano, and we didn't bring a piano into the studio, but...
Yeah.
It's kind of a heavy
So,
thing.
You know, it could be, you know, like the tree hugger.
I could probably do that.
Yeah, let's see what that would sound like. Okay, so these are some tunes that that I wrote with thematically connected in a way. First one is called Wildflower Molly. Now, Molly is a... avid collector, and she dries them and makes wreaths and is really into that stuff. The second tune is the National Geographic Reel, and the third one is Tree Huggers Reel, and it ends with the Trailblazers.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
And these are ones, as he said, that I always do on piano, so we'll see what happens here on guitar.
So we're in D, G, C, and back to D.
Okay.
See, now I'm on a normal instrument and I'm having trouble.
There you go.
Thank you.
I can just imagine someone with somehow picking up radio through some kind of like little earbuds walking through the forest right there.
Exactly.
Lovely.
Or contra dancing, perhaps.
Hey, how about it?
Through the forest.
We do play those for contra dances and square dances.
I'll bet. You do. You play at a lot of different kind of gatherings of people, and I want to tell you that we featured your winter album, The Pleasures of Winter, for the month of December, and really enjoyed that. And
thank you.
Yeah, that comes out of a sort of an annual get-together that that you throw out in the woods. Well, yeah. It's in an opera house, but, I mean, you got to drive through some woods to get there.
That's right. That's right. That counts.
And the instruments are mostly made of wood, so that helps. Yeah, that's The Pleasures of Winter, and, you know, it's probably a short subject in the northern – I don't know, really, but
– I love it, yeah.
It's based actually on an old mazurka that we found the sheet music for. It was called The Pleasures of Winter. It had a beautiful cover with people ice skating. And it gave us the idea to do this concert, and I think we did the first one in 1999, and we've done it almost every year.
Yep.
Not quite, but and it has been a radio special many a year, and that CD is
I've always thought people need more pleasures in winter, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hear, hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me, you know, resent the groundhog, you know. I'm just like, well, really? 6 more weeks? Are we going to admit? I think it's important to concentrate on the pleasures, and I appreciate that you sort of have that vibe. It's Jay Unger and Molly Mason. They're at the Kuss Auditorium this evening. The show is underway at 7:30, but come at 6 o'clock for some free food. There will be beverages available for purchase and a very, very special show. It's the Club Kuss series, and Jay and Molly and the Springfield Youth Symphony Orchestra, and they're playing a Chopin farewell.
Yes, we will.
How will that happen? You are just getting into town, so will you go and have a run through? And I mean, how exciting!
Yes,
we're going to meet them all.
We'll see them and meet them and play together when we do our sound check before the show and make sure everything is all as it should be, and we're all on the same page.
I bet they've all been practicing so diligently, so eager.
I'm sure they're going to sound great, too.
What a great opportunity. Do we know what age range in the Youth Symphony Orchestra? 10, 12, sort of in that range, maybe the early teens. So what a nice guy.
Yeah, and this is a very special we picked. I think auditions for this. Yeah. I remember that when I was in junior high school. I grew up in the Bronx.
Yeah, I read that.
I auditioned for the Bronx Junior High School, you know, all Bronx orchestra.
Did you make it?
I got in.
All right.
And I have to say that was the beginning of my, in a sense, music career. I wasn't paid to do it. But each time I left those rehearsals, the feeling of having the sound coming from so many people, the communal feel of it, I felt like I was walking on air. It was an amazing, transforming
everybody
thing.
Getting together and
making that sound.
Yeah.
It is that way, the sum being greater than the whole being greater than the sum of the parts. So, and it happens again and again, particularly with group effort. So how nice. So that's really looking forward to the show this evening. And I just really appreciate you taking a moment to stop by. I know
Thank you.
Have to get back, and you'll be working with the youth at as a part of that Jericho project. If you'd be so kind, though, I hate to be too greedy. Could you give us one more?
Well, I think that we can. It'll just take us a few seconds to figure out which tune would be right for the moment. I think Jay's going to switch
instruments. I was hoping you would sing a song.
Let's have you sing,
really?
Molly.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. Well, what if we both sing?
Jay was hoping.
Can't you do a song of the
South? Here we'll have to have a choice. Here's your choice.
Oh, we'll get a choice.
You get a song about what you do when there's a snowstorm. As I hear, there's one coming. Another one coming.
Well,
is that
possibility.
True?
We just got double whammied over the last 3 weeks. But there's 20-30% chance.
I know that we're going to get one. We're supposed to get one next Tuesday, so we'll be home by then. But
not going anywhere.
Right, not going anywhere.
Maybe by force.
That's what one song is about. The other song is about.
And that one is a little more me singing. That's I'm gonna.
I see.
Sway the vote.
Is somebody who has moved, up north, and it's now winter, and they're thinking, "Wow, I'd love to go back. I move back to where I came from." It's called "Take Me Back to Old Yazoo."
Let's have that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. How lovely. Thanks again for being here. Jay Unger, Molly Mason, live
us.
In the studio. What a treat. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. Okay. Everybody out there in the listening audience, we're going to be in the key of F here. So
it's very helpful.
Tune up.
Ready?
I'll try also. Yes. One, two, three, four. Yazoo, 'cause everything up here is new, and I can't stand it, I just must land it, so take me back to old Yazoo. Everything that you do, these people got their eyes on you. I can't stand it, just must land it, take me back to old Yazoo. If you don't like beans and rice, just get your rice and beans. If you don't like greens and ham, get your ham and greens. How long do I have to wait, standing at the station gate? I'm brokenhearted and I've got to get started, so take me back to old Yazoo.
Doing that singing. Fabulous. Jay Unger, thank you so much to the both of you. I look forward to the show tonight. I'll be there on the stage. It'll be my great honor to welcome you out. And please make it a point that if you're ever even vaguely nearby, that you take a long swing, and we'll hook you up to some warm beverages and a good place to come and play some music. Just really would love to have you.
It's been a pleasure to be here, and we'd love to come back.
Definitely come back. Thanks.
All right. See you tonight.
See you tonight. It's at 6 o'clock. Club Kuss Series gets underway early at 6, and they'll take the stage at 7:30. And you'll want to be there for the Springfield Youth Symphony Orchestra. That's all tonight at the Kuss Auditorium in Springfield. Very cool ticket. You can find more information at is this pac.clarkstate.edu, as good a place as any to go? It looks like it is indeed. That's pac.clarkstate.edu. This is member supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, online at wyso.org, and broadcasting in HD. YSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley.